Coach, just a tough loss this afternoon. You were down one player coming into the game today, and then you were down two with some looked like some illness there, and then we're down three of your main starters at the end. But I know it was tough at times, but your team still fought hard to the end.
Oh, they did. They played hard. They knew they were playing for something, and they gave everything they had. You know, it's a long weekend, especially when I play seven or eight girls.
Yeah.
And they're going to be exhausted, and I appreciate the effort they've given all weekend. But, yeah, like you said, you know, missing Paige Wendell in the last two games. Kiana Yeager came ill at the beginning before the game started, and then missing Bailey Lotta for the fourth quarter was a big hit for us. You know, that's three of our top five scorers, two of our top three rebounders, and you know, that just makes the game really hard.
It was just tough there. Bailey Lotta got the three to put you guys up early 3-2, and then that 17-0 run for Colby really put you guys behind the eight ball. You guys showed heart coming back in that third quarter. You got down after 31-10. You guys pulled within 14, then they made a big run, and that was kind of the rest was just history there again.
Yeah, and it was like I said, I'm proud of my girls. You know, I had girls playing all over the place, places they weren't used to, because, you know, without a deep bench, I have to use a patchwork lineup, you know, most of them answered the call. You know, we had a few missed assignments, gave them some easy scores, and that we can't do that against a team like Colby. They're too good to give them those easy shots. But you know, when you're missing your post girls and you only have three on the team, and a couple girls that can play both, it's a hard game.
Once again, Coach Shelby Crawford joining us here in this girls' post game. Lady Beavers falling tonight 57-26 to the Colby Lady Eagles. Yeah, Bailey Lotta ended up with those 14 points before she left the game with that injury. Really great shot for her. And Nancy Wiebe getting her first start really produced some quality minutes for you all over the court today.
Yeah, I've been wanting to give Nancy Wiebe a start, just how she's been playing. You know, she came in our third leading scorer off the bench, and you know, she's earned a spot. I was hoping it was going to be a different way where we're at full strength and I gave her a start, but she stepped in nicely and played a good game. Bailey, you know, the last two games her shot has looked a lot better, and she's just shooting with more and more confidence. And as a freshman, we need her to step up and continue to lead us in scoring that way, but we have to have people step up and help her out in that scoring column.
Yeah, the first quarter, you guys did a good job breaking the press there. For the most part, you guys did a good job breaking the press, but it was unfortunate when you got in the front court. That's where you committed a lot of your early turnovers.
Yeah, you know, we're not used to breaking presses, and when we get the ball in the front court, it was a little bit shock to us. We didn't know what to do, and so, you know, we cleaned it up a little bit in the second quarter and took better care of the basketball. But like I said, with a team like Colby, they're just, I believe, a notch ahead of us right now, and we can't afford that many mistakes in a basketball game if we want to be competitive on the scoreboard.
Well, you'll see them in about 3 weeks here in this gymnasium once again, but you turn around 72 hours, you'll have another game. You go on the road once again. On Tuesday night, you go to Lakin to face the Lady Bronx. That's a team that struggled early on. They're under a first-year coach in Maricel Rodriguez, who had a nice career at Garden City Community College and then went forward into a four-year school. But you know, there seem to be a team that's continuing to improve.
Yeah, they are. They're learning how to play for Coach Rodriguez, and they're a good team. You know, they beat us last year, and they didn't lose their top two players. You know, they have the 6'1" girl down low that's going to be a matchup trouble for us, and Mariah Watkins on the outside. She's as quick as lightning, and so we're looking forward to the challenge. Number one on our priority list is trying to get healthy, though.
If you guys are up to 3-8 on the air, another road trip for you on Tuesday night as you go to Lakin. And Coach, as always, we appreciate you stopping by here, and thanks again for the post game. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Adam.